Let's turn our attention now to what's been happening in the weather forecast. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's in Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, so far today, it's been a little cool to start the morning. We had some rainfall again. We have some sunshine, and it's going to get warmer. Sounds like spring rather than summer, but we're in the summer months. It's kind of nice out at the moment. What do you see for the next week or so?
Yeah, if we look out for the next week, well, two main takeaways. Number one is that temperatures will be now closer to back to seasonal levels here. And if anything, even a few degrees warmer than normal in areas of the western and northwestern Corn Belt. So what that'll equate to are high temperatures in the 80s and even some low 90s. And then from a minimum temperature standpoint, actually still a lot of relative humidity and higher dew points around. And that's going to keep minimum temperatures or overnight minimum temperatures elevated. So in general, you're talking about 60s and even some, you know, low 70s minimum temperatures as we go through the week. But yeah, quite a change from what we've seen in recent weeks, where we saw large sections of the central U.S. Actually being unseasonably cold.
Hey, speaking of large sections of the U.S., I was watching, because I always do watch all of the U.S., and there was snowfall in Wyoming over the weekend. That was just wild.
Yeah, some of the higher elevations in Wyoming, even adjacent areas of Colorado, saw some snow, and that has still been a persistent theme as we moved into this middle part of June. Again, not unheard of, especially at some of the higher elevations, but nonetheless, with this upper level low that was in place over that area this past weekend, that was enough to generate snow, or it had enough cold air to produce some totals here, minor totals across those areas. Not expected to move east at all.
That's good. Hey, back to the growing season at hand. When you get into next week and then the month of July, which I suppose is next week, what do we see?
Yeah, the other takeaway, we talked about temperatures from a rainfall outlook standpoint, certainly getting back into a more kind of normal mode, which hasn't been much of any kind of normalcy recently. And so there will be rain coming through, but it will be lighter. It will be a bit less frequent. And that's true not only this week, but out looking out into next week as well. So with that, again, not getting into any extended dry stretches, but certainly not going the route of any additional heavy rainfall, such as, you know, what we've seen here lately, even just this past weekend, seeing some more rounds of heavy rainfall.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.